Welcome to Headstand. This is Patrick Widdis with you for the next hour on Cambridge 105, bringing you an eclectic selection of music and spoken words. That was Hate to Say I Told You So by The Hives, kicking things off. I'm on a week early, you might have noticed, due to changes in the schedule, which I will let you know more about after this from Corner Shop. Shop featuring Bubbly Core and Top Knot, the Cavemen mix featuring Maya. That's up for grabs on their website. So this show is a week earlier than usual to fit in with changes to the schedule. The next show will be on in 2 weeks' time on 4th of March at the new time of 8 to 9 p.m. and fortnightly at that time from then on. Here's one record I won't be playing in that new time slot. This is an early song from Plan B with lyrics that are highly explicit but also very sharp and intelligent. This is Sick to Death.
tap to tap to check, yeah. Real thick hearing these pricks talk shit. They get their throats slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. The best go high cause I'm looking for them on the slide. Cause I've had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it reservoir dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough. Trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. Listen, I don't just talk the talk, I walk it. That's why my mouth's always coming out with raw shit. My rap style's distorted. That little mole getting raped and keeping a baby instead of getting it aborted. Yo, I talk morbid just to make it feel awkward. Death's a part of life, yo, you just can't ignore it. Especially when it rip out your heart and on my sleeve sport it. Like something you think precious cause your dead grand bought it. I talk so foul, I talk so coarse. I show no regret, I show no remorse. Like a necromaniac raping a corpse. Up the anal passage while contracting genital warts. My metaphors are twisted. Like that game where you gotta put the hobnob in your gob if you're the last one to come on the biscuit. I'm so sadistic, so I fantasize about finding my mum's ex floating in a bathtub with his wrist slit. And I'm real sick of hearing these pricks talk shit. They get their throats slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. They best go high cause I'm looking for them on the side. Had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it reservoir dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough. Trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. You best ban TV if you want me to stop. Cause I'm so heavily influenced by the things that I watch. It ain't just Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. It's irreversible. Bedmar, City of God. It's the news on every channel when I turn on the box. It's seeing paedophiles singing on top of the pops. Gary Glitter, Michael Jackson, what on the neck? Ken Bigley got his neck take off. That's some nasty shit and still you wonder why I'm sick when I see this shit and I say exactly what I think. It's some nasty shit and still you don't ban it, but you ban computer games, something around it really stinks. What about cigarettes and alcoholic drinks? Or the animal that died just so your wife can wear that mink? You're disgraceful, like getting caught pissing in the sink. A white girl won't suck my dick just because it's pink. And I'm real sick of hearing these bricks talk shit. They get their throats slit cause they're talking to me like I'm thick. And I'm real tired of all these bullshit guys. They best go high cause I'm looking for them on the slide. Had it up to here, right up to here. Might have to do it reservoir dog style. Slice off the ear cause I've had enough of brothers acting tough. Trying to get rough when it's obvious they ain't rough enough. Check it, the last verse is just as bad as the first, but compared to the second, yo, it's definitely worse. Cause it's about a guy getting chauffeured in a hearse. Let me do what Nas did until it's shit in reverse. The hearse brings the corpse back to the morgue. The guy from the morgue undresses the corpse. Embalming fluid goes back out. The blood goes back in, body goes back to hospital where it comes alive again. The paramedics walk backwards like an Irish dance. Put the wounded man back in the ambulance. The ambulance's engine turns back on and his lights flash as the siren plays his favourite song. The guy goes back to the exact spot where they found him, and the medics and all the passers-by go back where they came from to eventually... No one surrounds him and the blood pours up him rather than down him. The man then falls upwards, back on his feet, stumbles towards a dark figure on the other side of the street. He walks into the blade that cut his belly. Then he holds his neck, which was bleeding already. He removes his hand so that you can see the cut, and as the knife undoes the slice, it closes back up. He unsays the words he said, which are what the fuck. None screams the scream from the first initial cut. Then the blood from his severely severed ear pulls back up his cheek and slowly disappears. As the knife holding silhouette unhacks it from the rear. Puts the knife away after reattaching the ear. Then walks backwards through the bushes where he's disregarding nature. Leaves the guy on the bench, I'm reading his paper. Takes a snarely stepped on back from its creator. Only to be killed again when I fast forward this shit later. Back in his house, now back in his bed. He unlistens to his CD and unbops his head. Takes the CD out of the player, puts it back in his case, which has my name on the cover, along with my face. Fast forward, there's been a murder and the police know who done it. They're looking for a motive because they don't know why he done it. Sure enough, it don't take that long for them to find the reason, and they publicly state it on TV that evening. A couple months later, this shit gets bad. Like it was me who put that switch in his hand and told him to kill that man. Like this whole song was just some kind of sickly devised plan to hurt some poor cunt I don't even know and have never met before in my life. If it was, then whoever said the pen is mightier than sword was right, and you better think twice before you step to me and pick a fight.
That was Sick to Death by Plan B. A poet I've featured on the show before, Mark Grist, is someone you might have seen or read about recently. After a video of him competing in a rap battle with a 17-year-old rapper went viral. Here's one of his poems, which, like the aforementioned video, gets a bit vulgar in places. This is Liquid Life.
All right, love. I'm single, yeah? Nimble with my fingers as they slither down your back to that bit above the crack in your fleshy arse. And I might make a pass at you here where the house is hard. So what if other girls have gurned and turned away. It's 1 a.m. on a Friday night. My pecs are tight and I'm lowering my standards slightly by trying with you. So give up the fight and bring your dodgy looking mate up. The one who has to squint so she can see through her makeup, because it's getting late and my mate Daryl's tanked up. You'd like Daryl. See him dancing dangerous in his stainless white jumper, Burton's 2-for-1. The bouncers try to keep him out because he lamped someone for fun. The final result was bouncer nil, my mate Daryl won, after he used some crazy kung fu moves he'd cut out of the sun. Oi, Daryl! Oi, Daryl! Oi, Daryl, you wanker! Get your fat ass over here! See? I've got mates, love. Popular. And I'd spank you later on tonight. You won't need a vibrator, because later we'll get out of here and you'll see what I'm made of. Nah, love, I can't hear you, so I'll move in closer. Arms wrapped round you, you're the bread and I'm your nightclub toaster. So what if most of the night I've been grinding on your mate? Believe me, your options are looking nice, because she stopped necking her VK ice and she sobered up a bit. Plus, I've never seen a girl like you before. You're just so damn wasted. And that's what I like. My trainers are Nike. And once you get a whiff of my Lynx effect and thin imitation gold chain, I will not treat you with respect, but I'll ride you just the same. You could be my bit of hot and wet. My bit of late night labia on chili kebab breath. So get them drinks down and let's stagger out of town to where my bedroom is a mess. I will heave and squeeze you out of that Primark dress with many a savage and drunken caress, and I can pass out after my success, because bless you, you've taken the edge off my knife. Until tomorrow morning, when you can piss off while I continue my truly liquid way.
That was Mark Grist. You're listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis on Cambridge 105. If you want to get in touch, you can email headstand@cambridge105.fm or join the Facebook group Headstand on Cambridge 105. This is Unun.
You are, you are, come from a public bus. the love bubble for essential supplies, disinfectants, antidepressants, fresh condoms, and occasional trips to the clinical psychologist. Single mothers, day trippers, and the manically proactive eyed us suspiciously as we floated past. A couple of shrink-wrapped spermatozoa and plastic bags. Actually, the love bubble was a construct of our fertile imaginations, fueled by recreational drug use and obsessive compulsive neuroses. It worked as well as could be expected in the circumstances. A makeshift solution, spiritually fluid but hermetically sealed, within a sanctum of soft soap, which took the edge off the real world. Designed by a couple of people in a hoodie. Couldn't believe their luck. The Love Bubble.
That was The Love Bubble by The Spaghetti Faction, showing their softer side, and that followed I See Red by Unun. The Mountaineering Club have released an album of remixes of their album A Star on Such a Night is Full of Promise, called Yet Death Must Come One Day and the Hour of Our Departure Could Scarcely Be More Glorious. This is the Memory Loop remix of the East Coast of Greenland.
Ha 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 ha! twist all around him till he can't move. Beautiful quivering shivers shambles. What is my friend trying to prove?
Some Riot by Elbow from the album The Seldom Seen Kid. Early this month, Nobel Prize winning Polish poet Wisława Szymborska died aged 88. I'd like to read her poem A Few Words on the Soul, translated by Stanislav Bransak and Claire Kavanagh. We have a soul at times, no one's got it non-stop for keeps. Day after day, year after year may pass without it. Sometimes it will settle for a while, only in childhood's fears and raptures, sometimes only in astonishment that we are old. It rarely lends a hand in uphill tasks like moving furniture or lifting luggage or going miles in shoes that pinch. It usually steps out whenever meat needs chopping or forms have to be filled. For every thousand conversations, it participates in one, if even that, since it prefers silence. Just when our body goes from ache to pain, it slips off duty. It's picky. It doesn't like seeing us in crowds, our hustling for a dubious advantage, and creaky machinations make it sick. Joy and sorrow aren't two different feelings for it. It attends us only when the two are joined. We can count on it when we're sure of nothing and curious about everything. Among the material objects it favours, clocks with pendulums and mirrors, which keep on working even when no one is looking. It won't say where it comes from or where it's taking off again, though it's clearly expecting such questions. We need it, but apparently it needs us for some reason too. Thank you. From Dansk, that's Stendek and a track called Caesar. This is Devon Guard.
Angel of Eternity, I'll jump relighting grams, I'll bound across the multiverse, and you shall be born reborn as I am the art, the A-Rush.
Thank you.
paid dissolute psyche to the entangled crypt, we cupade. The reflections affiliated the strange writing complexity there in new form ability. Where is the A rush? I shall be the angel of eternity. I'll jump relighting grands. I'll bound across the multiverse. And you shall be born reborn as I am the art. The A rush.
The A Rush by Devon Guard. Now, another song I won't be playing when this show moves to its new time of 8 to 9 pm from the Super Furry Animals.
Everybody.
That was the Super Furry Animals and Man Don't Give a Fuck. Now here's Luke Wright on feminism and fatherhood.
Like most of my left-leaning liberal colleagues, I'm proud of announcing my feminist bent. The well-rehearsed speeches I honed while at college have got me in knickers from Kendall to Kent. Oh, wow, that's so true. Yeah, I'm such a supporter of feminist causes. Simone de Beauvoir. My God, that's uncanny. She's my favourite author. Do you need assistance with burning your bra? And don't think me sexist. I just had the horn. I loathed all that lad maggish crass repartee, but issues like these cut much deeper than porn. You see, life, it turned out, was much simpler for me. Then for girls, they were faced with the catch-22 of burkas and slut walks and glass-ceiling jobs, linguistic subservience, Maxim and Zoo and all of that bottled-up envy of knobs. Joke. At 16, I just didn't get women's lib. The feminist texts were a means to an end. I tried but was clueless and likely to rib. I'm not sexist. Some of my best women are friends. But slowly it dawned that away from the clamour, the boobs and the marches, the glitz and the bars, equality battles are fought without glamour, in kitchens, in bedrooms, in classrooms, in cars. Now older, with no need for bogus ID. A father, no less, to a 2-year-old lad. I'm putting my time where my mouth used to be. They know me in this town as Weekday Dad, with my sidekick, Dribble Boy. The day starts at 5:30 with Dribble Boy's yelping, his cranium wedged to the bars of his cot, and ends with that petulant toddler pelting poor me with his tea while I line up the shots. It turns out that being a derb hand at poozy will scarcely equip me to wipe a child's bum, but able to critique a ring-ring of rosy will not mean it doesn't just scream for its mum. Hold on, don't panic, it's Dad to the rescue, always so eager to clean you and dress you. You've drawn on the wall, oh, charming, oh, bless you, a glint in your eye that reminds of Ceausescu. By 8:30, I'm locked in a battle of wills with someone who isn't yet able to speak. No wonder these housewives are all on the pills, surrounded by psychos with cute chubby cheeks. No, sweetie, not that, please. It's Daddy's degree. No, not in the potty, dear. That's what you eat. It's not that I need it. It's just that I... Gee, that's pretty symbolic. Yep, you've satirised me. We're mobile by 9:00. And I'm bent like a hag, ineptly manoeuvring baby and pram, and time throws a tantrum, insisting it lags, as we trudge round in circles like two of the damned. And just when I'm thinking it can't get much worse, just when I'm ready to call for my nurse, just when I'm starting to dream of the hearse, I see them approach, but they've seen me first. Bugger, boo, 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 yummy mummy's prim and calm. What do you do, Luke, then? A look of mild alarm. Competitive, middle-class mummies from hell, all former high flyers, and boy, can't you tell, their days colour-coded and run from Excel, their offspring are spotless and ready to spell. Xavier's reading at age 7 level. He's only just 3 yet, so smart when he talks. But enough about my lot. Who's this little devil? Oh, I love his weird eye and his odd limpy walk. Oh, bless him. Oh, love him. He's so sort of feral. Just look at the cute way he's eating that chalk. And you, she says, turning her cold eyes on me. So good of you giving your partner a rest. Oh, Daddy's so brave, yes. It's so good to see. My husband can't even get our children dressed. And sure, there's a part of me far from immune from massively trading of staying at home. I'm such a new man. Cue drinks, soiree, swoons, yes. Here's him and me, I say, swiping my phone. But that there's the thing at the heart of this issue. All parenting's tough, whether female or male. We've all left the house without nappies and tissues. We've all gone to bed without feeling we failed. But women can't show off or boast they selected staying at home over getting ahead. Despite all this hot air, it's still just expected, like changing your second name after you've wed. And I want to tell her that I don't want a praise, or failing that, just do a bunk down the road. I'm quietly steaming. I'm locked in a gaze, but Dribble Boy stops me before I explode, because he chooses this moment to headbutt a wall. And I know he's upset, but the look of surprise is priceless and perfect as he starts to bawl. He reaches for me with his mum in his eyes. And these moments stay with us. They wallpaper the brain. Quotidian splendour that spreads as it splinters. A near-perfect rainbow one sees from a train. The pink of the crab apple after the winter. They fortify me against 6 a.m. starts. The lack of applauding despite all my brilliance. They give me a peace I've not known in my heart for such a long time. And though only a billionth of all of the tears and the ear-bursting screams, they help tip the scales to somewhere near equal. countering tantrums and standoffs and scenes. They've even inspired us to work on a sequel. And I know these moments aren't just for prime carers, and that working dads catch them on snatch Saturdays. But those seem more polished and, well, certainly rarer. I guess I'm just saying, I prefer it this way.
That was Luke Wright. You've been listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis. I'll be back in 2 weeks on the 4th of March at the earlier time of 8 p.m. Until then, you can keep in touch on Facebook by email headstand@cambridge105.fm and listen to this and other shows again on mixcloud.com/headstand. I'll leave you with the Aphex Twin. This is Analog Bubble Bath 1. Good night. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.